Thanks for joining us as we continue through the Advent season. Luke chapter 2, verse 11, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." So the Bible says that we are sinners. Our sin separates us from God. On our best day, with our best efforts, we fall short of God's holy standard. Try as we might, we cannot work our way to heaven. On our own, we can't bridge the gap between us and the holy God. And the news gets worse. The Bible says that because of our sin, we deserve to die. Not just physical death, but spiritual death, a separation from God for eternity. The Bible calls that state of eternal separation hell and makes no apologies. God does not sugarcoat truth. Left to ourselves, we will spend eternity separated from God forever in hell. That's not something we like to hear, but I'm going to say it again. Left to ourselves, if you try to work your way to God, you're going to be separated from God forever in hell. I know that's not the part of the Christian story we like to think about, but that's what God sent His Son to remedy. See, we're in trouble, so God sent His Son. We needed help, so God sent a Savior. We needed someone to take care of sin's penalty, so God sent a substitute. We needed delivered from sin, so God sent a Redeemer. We needed forgiven, so God sent the Justifier. We needed cleansed, so God sent the Righteous One to clothe us with His sinless life and make us righteous. For the joy set before Him, Jesus took on the cross for us. Christ, the Lord, is the one, the only one, who delivers true joy to the deepest part of our hearts. Lord Jesus, thank You for coming to this earth to save the lost. Thank You for becoming our substitute on the cross. Thank You that by faith in Your finished work, our debt is paid. You are Christ the Lord. And we pray in Your name, and we thank You in Your name. Amen.